Number two, integrity. Integrity is also another big thing within the services, because you need to always be able to do things in the right and reliable way to not only be faithful to the public, but also to keep your job. You have to remember as well, just because if you're in the police, it doesn't give you authority to do whatever you want. You must always have integrity within the services to be able to keep your job and also to set a good example for your workplace so that the public can trust you when it comes to certain incidents. Number three, reliability. In the services, you must always be reliable because you can generally be called any time, especially if you're on call. Reliability also shows that you're committed to the job, to your job, and that you're really trying. However, if you're not reliable and are barely in work, then what is the point in you even being there, in my opinion? Reliability shows also that you are a hard worker and therefore should maybe even deserve a promotion. In some circumstances, reliability shows determination for your job, which reflects greatly of you. For punctuality, this within the services is vital. You must be able to complete the job or task you've been given. From putting out a fire to assisting someone at an RTC to arresting a criminal, you must be loyal and have punctuality to show that you're a good public service member at your job and that you always that you're always going to work hard with a positive attitude. If not, then what is the point in being in the services if you're not going to be able to do the jobs that are given to you? In fact, you could even put people's lives at risk if you do not do a job slash have punctuality. Say, for example, a patrol was out trying to find enemy soldiers in the armed forces and they take a wrong turn or decide to take a shortcut, not following proper orders, the enemy could be there and ambush them, which result in killing them simply because they didn't follow orders or the designated route that they were given. At the end of the day, punctuality within the services is very, very important in my opinion. Commitment. When joining the services, you must be able to have commitment or have some sort of sense of commitment, because if you don't, then what's the point again in you being there really? Showing commitment slash having commitment shows that you enjoy your job and that you're willing to represent the services, which is what every service needs, positive, committed worker. Commitment is a big thing also, because it can deter whether or not you, it can determine whether or not you have a job or not. If you're not committed, then why are you there when someone else can be there in your place and work way harder than you? Going into the services is a big thing, so therefore you must be prepared to commit it and not just mess about. Six, positive attitude to work. In the services, you must always have a positive attitude to work, because if you don't, it will affect how you work and people around you, which is not good because you're having a bad day. In fact, not having a positive attitude to work can actually get you sacked as a result. If you have a positive attitude, then as a result, you will have a positive outcome on your work and therefore you will be praised for it, especially if it is something big like finding a murderer in the police force, for example. Seven, concern for others. Showing concern for others in the services shows that you not only do you care about yourself, but you do for others, which is really, which is really what's needed within the services, especially in the armed forces. You have to have concern for others due to the fact that everyone works together and in a team to try and fix something. For example, out in a war zone, they'll need you to work together, or in other words, the army will need you to work together as a team, and anyone who is hurt will be helped if you're in a war zone. Showing concern shows that you care for your team, which is important because teamwork is vital, and also members of the public, you must, and also in relation to that, members of the public, you must show concern for a member of the public because they do contact you when they are in need of emergency assistance. So if you're working on a team, for example, in the armed forces or the police, you need to show concern for others. Because if you don't show concern for others in the armed forces, how will you get the job done? And as well as the police, if you don't show concern for others, then what's the point in you being there? Because you're there to help members of the public who need assistance. Thank you for listening. That is my audit for the services.